Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey everyone, Caitlin here, and welcome back to the Journey Now podcast. It's been a real honor for me to get to spend a few minutes with all of you in this way, week to week. We just pray and hope these mini podcasts have really just served as a way to encourage you and provide some hope, even invite you to a moment of rest. And I also just want to welcome you to Holy Week. It is the time where we will begin to shift our gaze and our attention on the death and resurrection of Jesus. I think the slowing and the disruption of my routine has actually been a way for me to be even more intentional, to put myself in the shoes of what Jesus and his followers must have been feeling and thinking and observing just days leading up to the most pivotal moment of history, this horrific form of death. But what would change the course of history? Like, what was that emotion like? And as I was journaling this morning on our porch, I was just thinking about what I wanted to share on. And the word joy just kept coming to mind. And I got curious about how joy and the death and the resurrection of how all of that could actually be put together. And then I remembered a scripture in Hebrews 12:2 that says, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Well, I think by now we have all experienced a variation of emotions, whether that's sadness, uncertainty, hope, fear of loss, and maybe the gift in that is that we can kind of stand in this solidarity with how the disciples must have been feeling. It even says that Jesus himself, even though he was fully God, we have to remember he was fully man. And he felt acute stress in the garden as he prayed because he understood the magnitude of what was about to happen to him. He asked that God take this cup from him, that there might be another way. And I think what's beautiful in this is that Jesus models how to engage with the all-loving, all-knowing, all-powerful God who's still on the throne, and yet still engage with his very real human emotions. Galatians 5:22 through 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Well, since we see here that joy is an overflow of the nature of the Spirit of God, and then as we look back to Hebrews 12, maybe the realization is that joy served a very important purpose in giving Jesus the strength that he needed to endure the cross. We see here that it gave Jesus joy to look at what was on the other side of this resurrection life to come. On the other side of this horrific death would be access for all of us to the Father, to actually have the Spirit of God himself inside of us. And in turn, we could have relationship, connection, and his joy. From this joy, Jesus had endurance for the darkest moment of not only his life, but of human history. And now everyone, in light of the resurrection, we can have his Spirit inside of us and access this same strengthening. So what was just on my heart to remind you all of today, to just encourage you with, is that, yes, we leave space for the weightiness of Jesus's death this week. But in that, it gives even more light and celebration to the resurrection, to the fact that God won the highest victory of all, and that's victory over death. And in turn, we have this access to him, this relationship with him, that he can teach us what it looks like to invite joy to be stirred up in our spirits from his as a way to be strengthened in our moments of uncertainty. And joy isn't just this negation of negative emotions. It's not even an emotion. It is something straight from God to help be a companion in the dark moments, to serve as a way to gather what we need to face these moments of battling fear, of not knowing what's going to happen next, even if pain. Joy can serve us to keep going, to be filled with hope. So I just want to encourage us, and I'm even telling myself this, to practice asking Jesus to help me stir up this joy that he's offering, to help me practice gratitude so that I can continue to be, so that all of us can continue to be a voice piece of encouragement, a voice piece of hope and light, and to have the strength that we need to face such a unique time in history of what we're living in now. To see how joy strengthened Jesus to carry out the biggest moment, the most horrible form of death, that helped him carry that out, to see what was on the other side, to see this resurrection life ahead that now we get to live into today. So I just want to pray over you before we leave our time together and as we carry out our day. Jesus, thank you for enduring the cross. Thank you for being the one that is the perfecter and the shaper of our faith. You do the heavy lifting in that, and you are our teacher. That we don't have to get joy from our circumstances, from ourselves, that we have you. We get to walk this out with you. So we love you today. We trust you even with what we can't see or understand. Thank you for what you're giving us from your spirit to ours. In Jesus' name, amen.